they're obviously ahead of where they were last year. Is that just from a year, or is that from them getting as much playing experience as they got the rookie season?
It's a combination of both, but the biggest thing is the actual playing time last year has really put them in good position this year.
On the O-line, Doug, how much value is there?
You're going to have pretty much the same group, you know, minus Lane, the games he missed, but you have the same group as last year. How much value is that in keeping, especially on the O-line, keeping that stability?
Yeah, you know, just talking a little bit yesterday about that, it's huge. It's huge for your quarterback. It's huge for just the overall execution of your offense, you know, keeping those guys intact. You saw what we did when we had, you know, Lane last year, 5-1, I think it was, when we had a full complement of guys. So the barring any injury, obviously, it's a huge asset to have your five guys that have been working a long time together out there and playing together.
It sounds like Carson was particularly sharp the last couple of days. Do you see him putting everything together in the spring?
It's coming. It's coming. You know, I would say that he's obviously he's been working extremely hard at everything we've done. He's really understanding our offense and our scheme, and that's part of it too. Making good choices and decisions with the ball, and he's been sharp. It's exciting to watch him, and you know, just excited now headed into camp.
You guys chart the drop passes and everything. Does it seem like there's been fewer this year? And also, how long do you think the chemistry between the receivers and Wentz is going to take to develop?
Well, I think you're seeing that this off season. The times you've had a chance to watch us practice, and the drops are down, obviously this year. You know, but the one thing that's been a little more impressive are the contested catches. When the defenders kind of bang those bang plays, we've been able to catch a few more of those, which is good to see, and you're going to have to do. But just you know, they've worked extremely hard together, working on chemistry. Now they have some time away, and we got to spend the first couple of days in camp kind of getting that back a little bit. But it's been a good spring for them.
What have you seen out of Nelson Aguilar in the slot with Jordan out?
Yeah, I tell you, he's been explosive in there. He's made some big plays for us in there this spring, and his confidence level is high right now, and excited to see him grow in that position, and it's been valuable for him.
What's the biggest difference for him? Because he seems like he catches everything. Seems like he's been improved pretty dramatically.
Well, I mean, it's a lot of times it's just a personal. You're dealing with your own, going through a whole mental thought process and what can I do to get better. It's just him going out there and just attacking the day and you know, Mike Groh's done a great job with him, just preparing him. The addition of Torrey and Alshon and sort of him kind of taking that, you know, step back and not that pressure of every day having to perform. Has really helped him, and I'm excited to now get into camp and extend his role, you know, hopefully there in the slot and outside as well. And again, it's a multiple position player that we can utilize on offense.
Okay, how much about the chemistry with Carson and the receivers that he's planning on bringing them up to North Dakota, working out with them for a little bit to kind of keep this going as you guys are away for 5 weeks?
I think it's huge. I think it's big. I think it just shows the leadership that Carson has and the rapport that he has with the receivers and the confidence that he has in those guys. You know, it's something that's exciting as a coach to know your guys are getting together in these next couple of weeks and working on their craft. It means something to them. It's important to them, and that's exciting for me.
Is the value football-wise or bonding-wise? I mean,
It's both. It's, you know, it's kind of like paintball last week. You know, it's that bonding. It's coming together. It's that band of brothers. It's family. It's everything we talk about. And then working on football at the same time.
Positives that you see during this off-season work here, and are you where you want to be as a team at this point in the offseason?
Well, you're still working. You know, we offensively and defensively, we did in special teams. We schematically threw a lot of stuff, a lot of information in our players. This is the time of year to look at new things. We've done that. You know, I feel comfortable where our guys are. We came away with, you know, relatively, you know, minimal injury, obviously, in the spring, and feel good about going into camp, but it's still a work in progress, obviously. We're not where we want to be, and we got to continue to work.
Specifically, as you would like to answer this question, how many drops did Alshon Jeffrey have throughout
entire spring?
Oh, I'd have to go back. I don't know that number offhand, but it's low. It's low. You know, the ball is usually thrown in his area or caught. You know, it's usually the erratic throw that is not, or, you know, a contested a PBU, that type of thing. But they're low. They're low with him, and he's done a really good job.
Overall, it seemed like Jim was mixing in different bodies at cornerback for the first team the last couple of days. How comfortable are you with that position going forward?
Well, that's the thing you know, again, some young guys out there getting valuable experience. You know, you're seeing Rasul out there, you know, getting some reps, and Aaron Grimes out there, and Jalen, those guys that are young players that are getting valuable reps, and by no means is the roster even set or starters even selected. So it's just still a competition out there at that position, and I'm really curious now when we get into camp with the pads on and we get to do a little more of the physical bump and run and things like that. That's when we'll get a chance to see these guys really in action.
Mark talked about how much more comfortable he is going into year two. For yourself, how much more comfortable do you think you will be going into training camp? Have things kind of slowed down for you? Are you getting maybe more of a feel for, you know, how to do this job and manage everything else?
Yeah, you know, for me, it's really getting to know your guys, getting to know your players in year two. The first year was all about putting schedules and getting training camp and your OTAs and getting all that stuff sort of, and you kind of miss that bond with the players. This offseason has been really good for me from that standpoint. I've been able to, you know, build the relationships that I talk about all the time with the players and get to know these guys and you know, see how they interact with one another and get to know your roster that way. And that's been the fun part for me this spring going into this second year. And then just, you know, Frank too, just Frank having a better understanding of what I brought offensively, schematically, you know, it's something that we're excited. We work well together and looking forward to camp.
What have your early impressions been of LeGarrette since he's been in the building, and have you learned anything, you know, kind of new about him?
Yeah, no, he's been a pro since he's been here. He's eager to learn. He's a sponge. He's wanting to learn everything that you know, we're doing on offense with what Deuce is, Coach Staley has been talking and preaching to the guys. And, you know, he's been a class act, obviously coming from a class organization and a championship organization. And that's the type of, you know, player and atmosphere and demeanor we're trying to build here. So it's a great addition to have him.
Overall, what do you think you know about this team that you didn't know when spring work began?
You know, it showed up at the end of the season last year. When I talk about resiliency and playing together and never giving up and still fighting. And, you know, they came, of course, we know not everybody was here the entire spring, but the, you know, the guys that were here began to really kind of feed off of the last couple of games of last year. And that was encouraging to see see them kind of, you know, nurture that throughout the entire offseason. You know, come together as a family, and they talk about being brothers, and that's what I saw with this group, and that's the exciting part for me, you know, in the second year.
The young guys have a fourth quarterback before training camp, and if so, would Evans might be the guy?
Right now, it looks like, you know, Dane would be the fourth guy going into camp, yeah.
The young guys have about everybody's got about 5 or 6 weeks, but the young guys in particular, how much do you give them over the next 5 or 6 weeks? How much do you want them kind of working on this stuff or just getting away from football?
It's a fine line. You know, one thing with the rookies in the spring is we get to spend a lot of time with them, as you know, and so they've been in this building a lot this offseason, so it's good for them too to get away and sort of freshen up, get ready to go. You know, really after today, it's unfortunate, but it's pre-phase one again, so it's a dead period for us as coaches and players to communicate anything about football. So, you know, we just got to make sure they can retain the information, and hopefully in the next 5 weeks they come back and they're ready to go.
How do you handle when a rookie might be struggling early on in their career? How do you help them get over it? How much do you put on them? How much pressure do you try to alleviate?
I think you limit you have to define a specific role for players like that and say, hey, you're only, like, if it's a receiver or an offensive lineman, a DB, here's your role, here's your position, and let's focus on that. And then the next layer of that is you give him specific plays that, that he knows and understands offensively and defensively. So with young players, you can start building their confidence back that way if you just get real specific with them and limit some of the action that they're seeing, but also give them plays, again, both sides of the ball that they're comfortable executing.
Doug, what's your passing message to the team today as you guys leave minicamp and have this 5.5 weeks off?
I just told them, you know, let's remember what we've done this spring. You know, they've worked extremely hard. You know, I'm proud of the fact that they came in and worked hard. Don't lose sight of that. I'd mentioned to them that, you know, training camp's going to be tough and physical, and I wanted them to be prepared mentally and physically to come into camp ready to go. And again, if they're with teammates, take care of each other. Be smart, make good choices, good decisions, and get their minds and body ready for July. Okay.